Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry. We're gonna play some video games for you, and yeah, I hope you all have a good time. So stay tuned. Here's a word from our sponsors. Oh yeah!
Woo! Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 227.
This is a podcast where two drunken smaugs play retro games for your amusement. I am smaug number one. My name is Jurek.
Do you say smaug?
I don't know. I am sometimes jokingly.
Okay, okay. I am smaug number two. My name is Earl. And this week we are going to, well, be accompanied by a little mini smaug as we play Alesia Dragoon on the Sega Genesis. Also, it could be Alicia Dragoon or
Alicia. We don't know.
No, we have no
idea.
I
watched a couple different reviews, and they all said it differently.
Yeah. So. but it should be pretty sweet. I've never played this game.
No. We only know about it because we saw it on the
Sega
Genesis
Mini.
Mini, and it like cycles
it
through a bunch
of games. It was in
the
demo screen.
Yeah. Like, oh, whoa. What is this game?
That looks sweet as fuck. And it should be pretty cool, but before we get to probably Alesia...
Let's go with Alesia.
Before we get to AD, how's it going this week, Jurek?
I mean, you know, as good as anybody else in America is going right now. It's
what a week, huh? Wow.
It's looking pretty hopeful. It's been a little chaotic. As of the time we're recording this, we do not have a president elect.
Not yet.
Hopefully by the time you're all listening to this, we do... otherwise, whew.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Biden's gonna pull it out.
I mean, Biden has already basically won, but Trump's gonna challenge it at every chance he gets. So
yeah, and you know what's hilarious?
We'll see how long that gets dragged on, and what the fuck happens?
Like when Trump won in 2016, every fucking right wing nut, you know, was like, "Oh, quit your whining, blah blah blah. It's just learn to lose, blah blah blah." And now every one of them is being a whiny little bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah, so there's that going on. But otherwise, in my own life, you know, doing good.
Doing
today,
good, excellent.
Me and Abby did our, you know, Friday hiking.
Friday hiking,
yeah.
The went out to... Friking, is that what you call it?
We don't, but
you
I'm
should.
Gonna you be, not start doing
yeah,
that
Yeah,
either.
You'd be like, next week you'd be like, hey, Abby, let's go frike.
Yeah, I think she might divorce me if I say
might,
that.
She might, okay. That's true. You're not going to go friking?
No.
Okay, well.
So, yeah, we went
I
out
I think
to,
it's a missed opportunity.
We went out to Wild River State Park.
Wild River. Yeah. Interesting.
It's up a little past Interstate.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
So, yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
My legs are a bit sore.
It was gorgeous today.
It was
fucking
beautiful.
How
today.
Is it 70 degrees
I
on November 6th in Minnesota?
I know.
Like,
we went. So yeah, we went hiking and then came home and I grilled some burgers.
Oh, nice.
And some corn.
Oh, damn. I mean, should have invited me over, bro. It's okay. I wouldn't have been able to come anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, my day is good. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Well, yeah, besides this election nonsense,
right.
You know, like I
just can't stop looking.
I know, me neither. I've looked at that fucking map of the U.S. a million times. Although, just as we record this, overnight, Georgia flipped to blue and Pennsylvania flipped to blue early this morning. And it was just like, oh, my God. Like, that is amazing. but they're not called yet, you know.
Right.
So
still too close to call.
And also, what I just love is that Trump is all like, well, why the fuck are all the mail-in votes for Biden? It's like, because
you spent the last 4 months, 5 months telling people
not to
mail in
their votes.
Mail.
Yeah, you fucking dummy.
Surprise, surprise.
God, I just...
Your
I'm
base
also,
actually listens to you.
Yeah, I'm super disappointed in half of this country. Like, yeah. I just cannot grasp how people can just be like, look at the last 4 years and be like, you know what? I think we should have them for another four. Like, it's sickening. And I don't know. So that's all. I'm done with the election right now. But but other than that, I've had a pretty good week. You know, working on a show, which is cool. I've been I dropped off the actors' kits today, which is exciting. You know, like we put in. So we're doing this virtual production.
Give them all a camera.
Yeah. So I got a webcam for everybody. Well, there's only two actors. Well, there's three actors in the show, but one of them is just a voice. So. But for the two that we see, like I got them each a green screen, webcams, microphones, USB powered lights. Like basically it's a streaming setup is what it is. And what I'm kind of struggling with right now is to get the people that I'm working with to realize that we don't have to fucking invent what we're doing here. People have been doing this exact thing that we want to do for years, like on Twitch, like just
they
go
just
watch.
Happen to have video games
exactly like
instead
it's,
of putting on a play,
but they don't understand that like these video game streamers, some of them are they're highly
they
produced
high
streams
values.
They really do, and like but all they are you know USB powered lights and fucking webcams and but they're good stuff and I don't know.
Have to overcomplicate it.
Yes, and that's everybody. That's what I'm struggling with the most is people are trying to overcomplicate it. It's like we do not have to do this like we would do a normal stage production.
Yeah.
Like we can make this easy, but it's not turning out that way. But that's okay. It will turn out that way. I'm also a little concerned about our timeline. Like we're basically trying to produce a feature length film in a month. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Like, because it's being like recorded. It's not like, is it going to be like live?
No, it's not going to be live.
Happening?
No, it's all recorded and there's, you know, they're in front of a green screen the whole time. So like
editing stuff together. And
everything too. Basically it'll, I think the goal is so that it looks like they're in the same room, you know, but, I mean, it obviously won't look like a real room. It'll just be a background or whatever, but, you know, and but their screens will be merged or something. I don't know. It's so there is some things that we do have to invent, but like just figure out how we're going to do this.
Right.
You know, I don't know. We start rehearsal on Monday, so let's fucking go.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what I've been up to. But tell the revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I mean, I guess we can just both talk about it because we've both been playing the same game.
We have.
The same game I was playing the last, like, 2 weeks.
Motherfucking Hades, y'all. I've also now been playing it. I'm actually where Jurek was last week when we recorded.
I mean, I haven't had a ton more runs because it's kind of like midterms week for me, too. I've had a lot of tests.
Well, I have not had any tests.
I think I've had like 26 or 27 runs.
Okay, I'm at like 19, probably. Which is, I believe, is what you were at last week. Yeah. And I can get to the third world. I've not been to the boss on the third level yet. I don't know. Jurek and I were talking about it actually quite extensively before we started recording. But my main, like, I really like it. It's very fun. It does get a bit samey.
Yeah, the levels are all the same. And
yeah,
stuff,
I wish there was like more rooms, variety of
more
rooms.
Variety.
Also,
end up seeing the same rooms
over and over again. And my other small quibble is like you fight the same boss every single time. So like. I just wish there was like at least like an Enter the Gungeon. I'm just going to always compare it to Enter the Gungeon because that's like my all-time, well, besides NetHack, my all-time favorite roguelike. So like in Gungeon, you know, like each level has like three different bosses that you can possibly get and it just keeps it fresher, you know, like so sometimes you get to level 2 and you have to fight the fucking Amalconda and that's the worst.
Truth.
But like in level 2 in Hades you're always gonna fight the Hydra, you know, like I don't know, but it is fun.
I really enjoy it. I mean it is, yeah, it's getting all a bit samey and everything. I just really want to beat it. Like I've made it to the boss in the third level quite a few times now,
okay.
And I just can't fucking get past them.
You almost did, you said.
Me off. I
so
was close.
Close. Yeah, it seems it does. It really does get easier as you go along. Oh, like, yeah. And that is also maybe a little complaint I have. Like, I don't want to
like,
be easier.
Well, I like that because it's getting easier because I'm getting
stronger,
Yeah. And you're upgrading things and whatnot.
I
like games like that. I don't like roguelikes where it's, you know,
like Gungeon, where it's random,
where it's and yeah, you don't, you're not powered up. I like, you know, Rogue Legacy and Dead Cells.
Right,
and
where you get strong. Because, like, now the
stuff
first level
is
easy peasy,
yeah.
You know? Like,
you carry, after you die, you bring, you know, currency back and you upgrade yourself and make yourself a little stronger.
And that's honestly an aspect of it that I like the least. No, like, I wish
I
you
only,
started from zero every
no,
time.
No, I only like ones like that. Rogue Lights.
Rogue
Lights. L-I-T.
Yes, Rogue Lights. And then they're like, I like Rogue Likes.
Yeah, Rogue Likes. L-I-K.
Is like Gungeon, where when you die, you go back to the beginning.
Like Spelunky
and
stuff.
And Spelunky. I love Spelunky. Why is Spelunky not on Switch? It would be the perfect fucking...
Spelunky 2 just came out.
There is a Spelunky game on Switch, but it's not a good Spelunky. It's a garbage Spelunky.
Is Spelunky 2 on Switch? It just came out.
Maybe. I don't know.
But nobody's really... Like, I think Spelunky 2 and Hades came out at similar times, and Hades kind of ate its lunch.
Yeah. I mean, Hades is super fun.
Everyone's talking about Hades, and Spelunky just kind of fell by
just
the wayside.
Yeah, I didn't even know Spelunky 2 came out. That's actually news to me.
It's supposed to be really good.
Well, I'm sure it is.
If you like Spelunky 1.
I loved Spelunky
1. I never cared for Spelunky.
Oh, see? Like, that's the kind of... That's a roguelike. Yeah. And I like it. I like it a lot.
But yeah, Hades is cool. Like I've said before, I love the way it looks. I like the way it plays. The music, the dialogue is all...
The lore is really cool.
I always enjoy Greek...
Yeah. It's just like, stuff. I like thinking about the gods, you know, like Hades is your father and you see him every time you die and you come back, he's just at his desk working,
yeah,
you know,
working.
Like, it's like, he's the fucking devil, but he's just a guy like
just
at
like
his desk, like
guy.
Managing hell, you know, like I like that kind of stuff. And all your relatives are the gods and,
they'll call you cousin.
They call you cousin.
Nephew.
Yep. I don't know.
Depending
it's
on which
fun.
Gods.
But yeah, I do have some complaints, but I am enjoying it quite a bit.
Yeah.
So that's also what I've been playing is Hades, and of course Smash and Animal Crossing.
Right.
Fucking Zero Suit Samus, brah. I've been trying so hard to get good with her. She's just like, I cannot kill to save my life.
Well, I think that just means you need to move on.
I guess I do. I don't know. I mean, who else am I going to pick? There's barely any characters in the game.
I'll pick for you.
Okay, you pick.
I'm going to pick the character that I want you to play with for the next week.
For the next week. Okay, actually, that'll be fun. Let's do that. All right. While we're playing or something,
be a Fire Emblem character.
Okay, I mean, it can be. Like,
no, fuck that.
But pick.
I hate those characters.
Find the character list of Smash Ultimate and just pick one for
Jesus.
Me. But do not pick the Ice Climbers because I refuse.
Okay. Ice Climbers it is.
Nope. I refuse.
All right.
I just don't like the way they play. You rely on this stupid AI that is stupid. Although, like, if you're good with the Ice Climbers, you will fucking wreck people. Because you can do this thing called desyncing. Like, normally they're together, and so, like, if you press attack, they both attack at the same time, you know?
Right.
But you can desync them. There's a way to get them out of sync. So, like, one is attacking, and then as soon as that attack hits, the other one attacks, and, like, you can get people in these fucking crazy combos. You can wobble them, as they say. but yeah, that's what I've been doing. What do we do next on this show?
I think we go down the pipe.
Yes, we do.
And we do some questions.
Yes. Time for our three questions. Good call, brah. Wow, I just had a complete brain fart there. Okay, well, here we go. So three questions. So for those that don't know, what we do is Drick does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game here in a few minutes. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Alicia Dragoon? Alicia Dragoon?
I don't know.
I'm going to say Alicia. All right. I think it's Alicia. Anyway, Alesia Dragoon, question number one, Sega Genesis. Here we go. Two unused icons for additional familiars can be found in the game's code. What was one of them? Like what animal? Yeah, yeah.
It was a bat.
Incorrect. Well, actually, that could be correct. I know that one of them was a giant fish.
Okay. Okay. Just like floats around like Magikarp or something?
Yeah, I don't know. But I have no idea what the other one was. I found this one little piece of trivia that said that in the game's code, there are two unused icons, but it only said what one of them was, and I couldn't find any other information about that other unused icon. So I'm going to give you 0.1 points on that one because you could be right.
Okay.
So you get 0.1. That's the first 0.1 I've given out on this show. Sometimes you get 0.5s, but only 0.1. Okay, here we go. Question number two. While this game has since become a cult classic, what is the likely reason not very many people bought it when it was first released?
Why didn't people buy it?
Yeah, it was not actually very popular when it first came out. It has since become a beloved game. But that's why, like, we're actually going to play it on the Sega Genesis Mini. Like, getting the cartridge would cost like $200.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think it's one of those really expensive ones.
Like, critically acclaimed, but like nobody bought it.
There was just
I read a thing that just said there was like no advertising for it, but
that's not quite what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to give it to you. So the Japanese box art looks just like it should, with this badass chick wielding lightning next to her animal companions. And the game actually was quite popular in Japan. However, the North American box art has Alesia dressed like a barbarian, and it looks to be set in like a generic fantasy world. And it is theorized that the box art in North America is why nobody bought the game, because they just didn't want to play another generic fantasy game. You know, it looks like it basically, the box art makes it look like it's a Golden Axe game, you know, and you know, people were probably Golden Axed out by then.
Probably.
I don't know. Even though Golden Axe, fucking stellar game.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, I think
we play Golden Axe.
Yeah, I think like in the first 10 episodes way back. We should actually revisit. We should go to Golden Axe 2 or 3 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, okay. Point 1 for 2
point
here, Jerick.
Point 1 for 2 because I might be right. Yep. There's no way to know if I'm not, if I am or not.
And this one, I was reaching for a third question, but here we go. The game was actually produced by an anime company by the name of Gainax. What anime are they most known for producing?
Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind. I know they did work on that, but that's clearly not the one you're looking for.
I don't know if that's right or not.
I read one that they, or maybe not the company itself, because that, I guess, but some of the animators that went to that company, I guess.
Oh, okay. Neon Genesis Evangelion. Yeah, right? Like, I don't watch anime at all,
right,
but I know that name, Neon Genesis Evangelion. Like, I don't know what it means, but...
it's like big mechs and stuff, I think, Gundam style.
Okay. Well, apparently Gainax is, I don't know, most known for Neon Genesis Evangelion. They produced that anime. okay, 0.1 out of 3, Drake. I did not shut you out this week.
Well, you probably did.
I mean, I basically did, but you should write down 0.1 because that's how many points I'm giving you.
Okay.
Drake, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Alesia Dragoon for the Sega Genesis?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Alesia Dragoon or Alesia. Who knows? Was released in 1992. It's developed by Game Arts, and then that other company, Gainax, did like the animation or something. They drew like the characters and stuff.
Oh, okay. I read they produced it, but I don't really know what that means. But yeah. I guess if they drew the character, that sounds like producing.
Yeah,
they made the art.
They made like the art and stuff, I think. But
okay.
Game
it
Arts
looks
is
really
a developer. It was published by Sega. They didn't have on Wikipedia listed like director or designer or anything.
They didn't have any of that?
They had some. They had like programmers and artists and writer. So I wrote down artists and writer.
All right. Well, who do we got?
So the artist or lead artist or something was Masatoshi Azumi.
Okay.
The lead writer was Yoshimi Kanda or Kanda. Now I can't read my own handwriting. I think it was Kanda.
Kanda. Okay. Kanda, maybe.
Kanda, probably.
Probably. I have no idea.
I don't know what else they've worked on or anything.
Okay. Okay.
And then composers, there were five listed.
Five composers?
Apparently.
All right. Who do we got?
All right. So we've got Fumihito Kasetan. Abby drew a dragon over that last name.
Oh, yeah. Jurek's wife gave us a lovely drawing of Alicia Dragoon as a dragon. I don't think she quite realizes
maybe
that Alicia is a
actually
woman.
I'm not sure if this part that looks like an N that doesn't look like my handwriting, I think that's part of the dragon.
Okay,
so
okay.
I think it's actually Fumihito Kasada.
Look at this. Abby's ruining the fucking information here. That's okay.
And Nobuyuki Aoshima.
Aoshima. Okay.
Aoshima. Mamoru Ishimoto, Yoko Sonoda, and Mariko Sato.
Okay.
Mariko Sato.
Do we know what any of them have done? Okay.
Nothing was clickable.
Okay, I can say I don't know if they made them like if those composers specifically. However, Game Arts, the company that made this game, would later go on to make the Grandia games and the Lunar games.
Oh, yeah.
So it's possible that these same people worked on those games as well. But I don't know.
Possible.
Yep. Well, should we listen to some of those brass jams right now?
Yeah, I want you to name all of those back to me.
I cannot name a single one.
Okay.
Fair okay. I'm just going to be honest with you. Yeah, let's listen to that music right now.
Indeed.
And we're back, and it is it's pretty banging.
It's good music.
It's good. It's like really layered. There's like a lot going on in there, and it's definitely Sega music for sure.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
Like you can, we talk about it every single time we play a
occasionally
Sega game.
It's almost got sort of, to me at least, like a Castlevania-ish
it
feel
does.
To it.
It does.
At times.
In fact, a review I read
but
said...
But with more Sega-ness to it.
With more Sega-ness to it, yeah. A review I read had said that the music in this game was his, or her, I don't remember who wrote the article, but was the writer's in the top five favorite Genesis music, along with Castlevania Bloodlines and... Phantasy Star or something, he said, but yeah, so the music is quite good.
I don't know if it's
in my top five, but yeah, but it is good.
Yeah,
it's there's a lot going on. I don't know.
There is. I dig it.
Yeah. Cool. What else we got, Trey? Cool?
So I mean, yeah, this game is like a side-scrolling action platformer where you're playing as Alicia. And you're trying to defeat these evil forces that are like taking over the world, and they killed her father. Apparently.
Yeah, all of this is found out in the manual.
Right.
None of it is in the game itself.
It opens with a little bit of like words on the screen and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
but
barely.
We didn't read it.
Yeah.
so yeah, who knows? But yeah, she basically you are Alicia and you have like a familiar with you essentially that you can cycle. You have four different ones. And
yeah,
you can
each
choose between them. Like
you can every time.
I think that's what
you
I read.
You start with
least.
All four. I think
I read that you.
I think you get them as you go.
Maybe
along.
You do.
But once.
Oh,
you,
maybe you have to get them first and then you can cycle.
Yeah, yeah. Because from what I understand, each familiar basically has three levels that that they can do. Although. I don't think there's 12 levels
in the game.
Or you can
just even turn them off completely.
Oh, you can?
You don't have to have one with you.
Oh, wow. Why would you do that?
I don't know why you wouldn't. I don't know. I watched part of a speed run and he didn't have them with him until he like got to a boss or something, but I don't really know why.
Well, they can die and and you can power them up.
Yeah.
And if they die, and the other problem with the familiars is you really have no control over them.
Yeah,
you,
they
I
just,
think you can
they
tell
fight
them,
on their own.
Yeah, they but I think you can tell them when to use their powers or something, but you can't like control them or anything, which seems like a wasted opportunity. They could have easily made this a two-player game,
right?
You know, like I don't know. Even if second player
even
is not quite
even second
doing...
player can't really do much. You can be like Tails in Sonic 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Where the second player can control Tails, but if Sonic goes off the screen, then Tails is just left behind.
He's left behind. And
he'll show up later eventually.
He flies in.
Yeah. but yeah, you as Alicia, you shoot lightning from your hands. So
yeah,
you basically
like auto-aimed lightning.
You just
too.
Run around like blasting guys with lightning. And you have a little meter, like the more it's powered up, like the less you use your lightning, the meter powers back up to maximum. And then it unleashes like a...
The
it basically
hellstorm.
Kills everything on the screen.
Yep. Yep.
It just goes around in like an arc around.
But from
you.
What I understand, the meter replenishes pretty quickly.
Oh, pretty quickly. Yeah. I think the blue part does, and then the last three parts of red take a little bit longer.
Okay. So you can't just spam
so you can't
your
just spam your like ultimate thing. And when you use the ultimate thing, it takes away all three of those. It brings you down to the blue parts.
Ah, okay.
So it's split up there. There's like a big blue part, and then there's three little lightning bolts in red.
There's one yellow one.
Oh, okay.
Well, based on
well,
what
I think
at
those
right
red ones turn yellow.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But yeah, basically, you just walk around zapping guys with lightning,
and you
and
don't
just kind of auto aim.
Yeah, it auto aims. So like,
any
basically,
enemy
you just
that's
have to
near you.
You have to just be facing the right direction. Like, if there's a guy behind you, you have to turn around and fire, but you don't have to aim at him.
Correct.
Yeah, but I do. Everything I read said this game is pretty difficult. So don't worry, Revelers. Jurek and I have already
giving away the.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Secret sauce.
I'm giving
no,
away
we're,
the secret
we're gonna
sauce.
Cheat, probably.
Yeah, we're gonna cheat. We've already we've readied ourselves
we've
to
warmed
cheat.
It up.
We have. You have to like when the game starts. You have to hold all these buttons at different times in order to be able to activate cheat codes.
Yeah,
so.
And then you just need the second controller to do some shenanigans.
Yep, some shenanigans. Some shenanigans. Well. What do you think? Should we play this game?
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. I think we better take a shot first, though.
I've been known to do that on occasion.
As have I. And Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. That one went down way easier than the first one. The first one, I didn't shoot it. I just kind of like drank it, you know, and like too much whiskey was in my mouth, at, like for a extended period of time.
Okay.
Does that,
not
like,
how you, that makes sense? Yes. That's not how you take shots.
Nope. In fact, that, believe it or not, that was not my first time.
I've never seen you take a shot before.
I know. It's probably like my second or third, I guess, time. But
that's true.
Remember in college, Drake, when we used to do like fucking 25 shots a night?
Yeah. I do. Well.
No, I don't really remember
it.
I don't really remember it.
I remember waking up the next morning and like an entire 1.75 liter of vodka between the two of us was gone.
Gone, right.
So I assume
those were the days.
I assume it was us that drank it.
Drinking the cheapest vodka known to man.
Kharkov.
Yeah, bro.
I don't want to hit it. Gross.
All right. Well, Jurek's got the controller. Right. Let's dive into Alicia Dragoon. Oh, my God. There's guys everywhere. Oh, my God. This looks fun as fuck. See, your dragon's getting beat the fuck up. Oh, my God. Oh, my. There's guys everywhere. Okay. I mean, how does it feel so far? You're like, oh, your guy's red. What does that mean? He's going to die. Don't let him die. Protect Dragonfry. His name is Dragonfry.
Dragonfry?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like Dragonfly, but because he fries people with his dragon breath. Do you tell him when to do the dragon breath, or does he do it? Like, what happens if you... What is that little wheelie thing that you just threw?
I didn't throw it. It was a centipede thing.
I see. Why does it say demo?
It's at times you get to a point where you don't have control.
And then it says demo.
It says demo.
I see. That's confusing to our modern sensibilities. Yes. Like, that probably meant a thing at some point, but... All right, you got full life again. Good job. Man. You just fucking got some fucking potions. Woo! There's guys everywhere, and they just kind of appear out of nowhere. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to try to keep on keeping on.
In fact, that's kind of what I read is basically you have to just, like, hold forward and go and shoot guys when you need to. What is happening? You're in a secret. You found
a secret area that I knew about.
Your dragon got more life.
Yeah, and my lightning went up.
And you got more life there too.
Oh yeah.
How did you know about that?
The brief amount of time I watched a speed run, he went in there.
He went in there.
So I was I just want to remember that.
Most speedrunners will skip shit like that, but that must be really important then that you go in there, you know? Oh, you none selected your guy?
I didn't do that. It just automatically seemed to do it for this, like, it went into a demo. A cutscene, if you will.
Oh, okay.
You have done well to come so far.
Oh, my God. You're fighting the Silver Samurai.
Like, but you are too late.
Oh, that's got to be like the guy.
Okay, I can skip
guy.
It. I'm just skipping it.
Yeah, get out of here. Fuck it.
I don't know if that was... That's not probably technically the whole first level, but...
I would just like to point out that it says level 2 at the top there.
No. That's my lightning is level 2.
Oh, shoot.
I powered it up.
I was like, we're made it to level 2 already.
No, we'll fight a boss.
I thought that was the boss that you just fought.
I didn't fight him.
What's happening?
Oh, now you can select.
Oh, I can select other guys.
Oh.
Let's try this fireball guy. Oh, my God.
Just keep moving, man. Just keep moving. You can't get stuck. Otherwise, I think enemies just keep. How do you do that?
You press A.
Oh. Okay, I never pressed A, I guess.
I'm going to try this lizard who throws boomerangs. I think that's what he does. I really have no idea. Oh, my God. This is tough.
Yeah, just keep on moving, man.
Yeah,
If you wait around too long, you just get swamped by enemies because they will continuously spawn.
Why can't I break these?
Like, it takes a little time there. Okay. You did it.
Oh, the dragon got him.
Keep going, man. Just keep holding forward.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get hit, but
I don't want to get hit.
You're at full health. It's okay. Here's the boss.
I'm at the boss?
Just wail on him, man. It's like two bosses. It's two dudes. They disappear and they reappear.
Yeah, but
you got this, man.
They're fucked.
I mean, you got this fucking lightning, man. You're going to try a different...
I don't know.
your dragon's at level 2.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, because I got him there. So I don't know if he's more powerful than...
I mean, he probably is.
You killed one of them. It's two little guys, two orange ninja dudes who keep disappearing. Boom.
Got him. Did it. Holy crap.
Now,
demo.
Level complete.
Oh, yeah. None selected.
Stage 1 clear.
Holy shit.
Go to next.
We did it, Jurik. We fucking beat level 1.
God, we're like...
Stage 2.
The best Alicia...
Dragoon players of all time.
Of all time.
We really are. Like, there are none better than us. None. Guaranteed. Except for maybe that one video you watched. That's the only guy. What do you do? Oh, yeah. You can't select one. Interesting. You can't use... There we go.
I just didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, yeah. You have to press up or down. Like, once you're in select mode. Whoa! Okay. That's a bad guy. Okay. There's, like, these lily pads... that bites you. That's weird. Okay. Oh, my God, Drick. I forgot to look if we have a discussion question today. I'm going to guess that we don't, but maybe we can do D-Train's other one. Oh, my God. We totally do.
We do?
Yep.
Wow. Is it a good one?
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening here. I don't know if I have to, like, kill this thing because I can't seem to... go anywhere else. Okay, it's dead. I think. Oh, it's not dead. I'm dead.
Well, we not have a discussion question, but I want to give a shout out to Rob. Rob C. out there, emailing from Malaysia. He's an Australian living in Malaysia.
Okay.
And he sent us a lovely little email here. So thanks, Rob. That's exciting. He said he's catching up on the show. And he's 14 episodes behind at the moment, but he's been listening for a long time. So that's pretty cool. Shout out to Rob. Awesome. Awesome. We're worldwide, Drake. Holy shit. That is exciting. Did you just die?
I did, and apparently you only have one life in this game.
Yeah, you only get one life. And then you're fucked. You're just done.
Cool.
But yeah, Rob, I'll be responding to your email.
I'm not sure if I entered the code correct, because otherwise, if I did, we can
skip some levels.
Skip to back to level two.
What do we need to do? I got the controller here. I'm fucking ready.
All right.
Fucking ready. Here we go.
I'm not sure if I entered it correct, because then I couldn't hear at the end if it made a little.
Oh, because I was fucking chatting away.
All right.
It's okay. I was shouting out Rob in Malaysia. Fuck yeah. All right.
Press C.
Just C.
When it gets into the game here. Yeah. Hang on. We're in the demo still.
Oh, it doesn't say demo. There it does.
It only says it when I try to press a button. Oh. Okay, now we're good. Okay, the screen should go black.
And it did.
And press B.
B. This is where we were.
Press, I don't know. Try pressing C again.
Okay. Now what do I press?
B? Or I press B? Is this level two?
This is... I have no idea. No, this is that level one still, that boss level, I think.
Okay, maybe you try pressing C again. Does C just like skip us ahead?
Yeah, I think that's what it does. Because now we're on stage two.
Okay.
So it goes level by level. So like that was 1-1, 1-2, 1-3. But yeah, this is right where we were.
Press C again.
Okay.
And then, I guess.
Well, you got to tell me.
I know.
Like,
okay.
Now we're on stage three.
Oh, shit.
Just fucking flying through here.
I wanted to.
Oh my God, look at this thing. This is like a crazy. What the fuck is this? Like some kind of flying whale. All right, I don't know why it's a whale, but you're getting wrecked.
Oh shit.
What am I supposed to press? Oh my God. Yeah. Kill these fucking things. There we go.
Here. Okay.
Okay, what do I press? What are we trying to do?
I was going to increase my lightning level.
Okay, how do we do it?
Okay, so don't press it yet.
Okay.
But you'll press A, the screen should go black. Then I will press left while you press B.
Okay, so I'll press A.
A.
Ready?
Yep.
A. It just paused it.
It just paused it.
Oh, we did it. Your lightning's flashing.
Yeah, but that's not lightning level.
Oh, lightning level. I see. So we're still at level one. Well, let's just try it really fast. We did it super slowly.
But
there.
It says press A and the screen should go black.
It seems to just be pausing it.
Yeah.
Or I'm moving frame by frame.
Oh, yeah. You're in. Hang on.
Yeah, we're moving frame by frame.
Yeah,
that's
press A on controller 2, then tap A to make each frame go by.
Yep.
So we don't want that. Okay. Because we're in. Press B.
B. Okay. That cancels
okay,
it.
Now try. Yes. Now try pressing A.
A. Nope.
No.
Moves frame. Are you sure that's.
Oh, it did it.
Oh, it did it.
Do it again.
A.
And you got to press B, though,
B.
I think. There we go. All right.
Wait. Hang on. Stop. Hang on. Is level 3 the highest it can be?
I don't know. Should we just get it maxed out?
Well, yeah. Okay, right?
Well,
we're already cheating.
Then try that. I'm pressing left. You got to press B.
Yeah,
maybe,
I think
maybe,
three is max. All right. Well, we're going to fucking do this here. Let's play level 3 here with max. What else can we max up here?
I mean, our our dudes, I think.
Let's fucking cheat this maybe. Motherfucker.
Here.
These codes are so complicated. What am I pressing now?
Yeah, press A again and then press B.
A. Oh, you're on select.
Oh, hang on. Okay.
A, B. What happened?
Okay, that wasn't right.
A, B. A.
Because it keeps saying, like, you press A on the controller, too, and the screen should go black. But that's not the case.
No, if I press C, the screen goes black.
I know.
Should I do it? No, it's just going to skip us ahead a level.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe those codes are for the Japanese version and, like, the American version's a little bit different or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
But you got a level 3 fucking lightning and you're rocking these bitches. Is there a way to replenish your life? We should look at, like, because you're going to lose it all.
I was trying to give
pretty quick.
I was trying to give me immortality.
But it's not working?
But it wasn't doing anything.
Well, let's do it again. How do we do it?
It says to press A and then A and B. Okay. Immortality. Press A on controller 2. The screen should go black. Then press the monster select button on controller 1.
What is the monster select
button? I assume A?
Yeah, that is the monster select button. Okay.
And B on controller 2.
And B. Do we have to press them at the exact same time? Here, give me the controller so I, or you have the both controllers and do, like, so you can do them at the same time, you know? Like, I think we're, did it work?
I don't think so. Because it doesn't, like.
This is nonsense. Fuck it. I don't know. Let's just go. Cheats. I'm looking them up now here. So we did the thing. What are you trying to do? Immortality?
That's what I was trying to do.
Press A on controller 2.
Right.
The screen should go black.
Yeah.
Then press the monster select button on controller 1 and B on controller 2. Yeah, no. We were doing it exactly correct. I don't know. Just play. Fuck it. We've got mega lightning right now.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
It does. I can't tell what the best familiar is to have. It seems like that other little dragon guy, or he's the he's a bird, I think, actually. The Thunder Raven, as he's called. And he does like a screen clear, which is pretty helpful. Oh, you just jumped all the way down.
Well, I couldn't. There was nothing telling me, like, I couldn't figure out what I was supposed to do.
You couldn't see where to go?
There was nowhere else to go, but apparently I had to wait for,
like, you have to wait for a platform.
Show up. Yeah.
Yeah, see, like, these platforms are coming. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, I know. I made it here before, and then you got to get, like, right to the edge, and then that one shows up.
Yep. Oh, my God, you did it. Oh, yeah, don't get... You can get hurt by the platform's propellers, so don't do that. Yeah. Oh, my God, what is that thing? Oh,
where the fuck am I supposed
enemy.
To go?
I don't know, right?
You can't go right. Oh.
Well, should we skip this one?
I don't understand where to fucking go, man.
Triangle.
Stage 3 cleared. Okay, apparently I was just at a boss. It was just a bunch of enemies showing up over and over that I just had to kill.
Okay.
I was very confused, but apparently that was the boss fight of the enemy.
All right.
Or
well.
of the level.
Oh, but look at our lightning is level 6
level
now.
Level 6?
Why is it level 6?
I don't know how
now?
That happened, but...
I don't either.
I don't know. Fucking...
What do I do here?
Zap everything.
Do I jump?
Man. Probably. Jumping.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh my
there's
God.
Worms.
Fucking space worms, man.
Fucking space worms. What is this, Dune? Have you seen that Dune trailer?
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
But now the movie's delayed until, like, next year.
Oh, it really is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to come out soon. Or it was,
It
right?
was, but now they can't... Nobody's seeing movies.
Yeah. Oh.
So
oh, that
they're,
whole thing.
They're gonna lose a lot of money if they release it now.
Ye old pandemic.
Yes.
Right.
They tried with Christopher Nolan's new movie or whatever, Tenet.
Oh yeah.
They released it and it made like no money.
Well, because nobody wants to pay $20 to watch a movie at home, you know, or
well, no,
30.
It was in the theaters.
Oh, they didn't do the
they didn't do the home release.
Oh.
They did it in theaters and nobody went to see it because nobody wants to get COVID.
Ah, that is correct. I also did not want to get COVID. One of my coworkers has it.
I think
Ugh.
You're going the wrong way.
Well, I don't know. This seems like the only way to go.
Oh, maybe. It's just like where you started.
I know. I'm
like.
Going literally backwards.
Okay. You started like right up there and jumped down here.
This worm? You fucking get away from me. Oh, fairy. Fairy.
Fairy.
What do you do?
I don't know. Oh, you have... 4 possible health bars.
Did yeah, but I did
that?
Not get.
I know you don't. I mean, you don't
any
have
life.
Any health, but
see, I can't go anywhere here.
Can you go up there at all?
This is the way I can. Oh, I see.
Maybe go up there. I don't know.
I'm gonna die.
It is.
How do
you
we...
are gonna die.
Here. Nope. There we go. We skipped. Do you think we start with full life?
I don't know.
Stage five. We are rocking this shit. We're fucking
breezing right through this game.
Here, let me.
Oh, you do start with full health.
Oh, you do. Sweet. Okay.
If
so
only we could just have full health and not. Okay, I have no idea what our timer's at because apparently I hit like pause.
All right. Well, I mean, It's probably getting to be about that time.
We'll play a little longer.
We'll play a little bit longer.
Even though, I mean, we're straight up cheating, just so everybody is aware.
But you know what? We have to do that sometimes in order to get anywhere in these games.
Yeah, we made it to level 2 legitimately.
We did make it to level 2 legitimately, which is, you know, a little different than normal on this podcast. So
I mean, I feel like we usually beat at least the first level.
There was a good
there was a time 100
episodes
where
that wasn't the case, but what is this? I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. I feel like you're not damaging any of these things.
Yeah,
oh,
I am.
Oh, okay.
It just takes like, oh, my lightning's gone.
Does take a lot. Okay, there we go.
Oh, my God.
While something else is shooting you.
You got to watch my life. So, like, what the fuck?
There we go. Why'd that guy die so much easier?
Why am I on the spikes?
I don't know.
Like, this looks... I feel like I'm...
That's fucking impossible.
Also, where's my guy? Here we go.
Yeah, he wasn't with you this whole time.
I know.
Dragon fry.
My dragon fry. We got to get our dragon, brah.
There. Now you got some more health. I don't think you can go that way.
I can't go that way.
I think you got to go this way.
Oh, my God. Up there. I feel like I'm stepping on spikes, but I'm not.
It does look like you would be stepping on fucking spikes. But they're not hurting you, so it is perfectly safe to walk on spiky rocks.
I was just about to die, so I skipped levels.
Skip. Oh, I don't have full health now this time, though.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, you know why? Because we're on the same level, I bet.
Oh,
maybe. Like, this is, like, level...
Right.
Six
like
or six I don't know dash what level.
Two or something.
Yeah. Five. None of us know.
Oh, so these guys don't like fully die.
No, they just become little dots and then they come back. They're like these one-eyed blobs. I don't know what they are. They're Cyclops blobs though, Drake. They're your kin.
I'm gonna die. Press C.
Panic C.
I don't
press.
Want game over.
Stage six. Oh, we've done it. Look at us. We're just fucking flying through
this
game.
Okay, now I have full health.
We're just a bunch of fucking couple of cheaters over here. Now you have full health.
Yeah.
Great.
Because I'm in the next stage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Like, where are you right now? You're in, like, some
like
weird
crashed,
alien
crashed
ship.
Spaceship or something.
See, like, that's what this, like, a level like this is why the cover makes no sense.
Yeah, because it is, it has, like, sci-fi elements.
Yeah,
and stuff
yeah.
To the whole
like,
story.
There's robots and and you're
pretty
kind
sure
of
I'm
in the
fighting
future
weird,
or something.
Like, robot
I don't know.
Right now.
You're on a different planet. There's aliens for sure. I don't know. Like, that. Yeah, the North American cover
to go now.
Is garbage. You got to go down.
The physics of this level are confusing.
Yeah, they are. You're on a ramp. Can you break the floor? No.
I can't get back up there.
Well, I don't know. Maybe just keep holding forward. You can go up there.
No, I can't.
You can't?
I can't because it's like on a ramp. I can't jump high enough, I feel like.
You're literally stuck. We have soft locked this game. I skipped.
Right, skip to the next level.
Fuck
apparently.
That level.
All right, I'm on a
here
fucking
we go.
Another goddamn
another,
ship.
Or the another
same ship.
Ship. Oh, here we go. Oh my God. I'll watch your life, and I'm just gonna skip levels. What are these blue guys?
Fucking zombies.
They
man.
Are zombies. Oh my God. Whoa. Okay. Well, I mean. Despite all the cheating, the game is fun. It just seems impossible.
It does seem impossible. I'm going to die.
Don't worry. I got you, bro. Here
all
we
right,
go. Stage seven.
Here.
Okay.
I'll do the same for you.
Oh, we're only at 35 minutes. Oh, no, but your timer stopped.
It stopped.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know when it stopped. All of a sudden, I went back to it, and I feel like we started playing the game at like 25 minutes. So it's been stopped for a while.
Like, there's no way to, like, continuous attack and then dodge bullets.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck? This, I don't know. This, it's a little clunky. This game is clunky, I will say.
It's a cool concept with her, you know, walking and shooting lightning.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be nice if there were lives. I hate games where it's, oh, you died, game over.
Yeah.
Died one time, game over.
Game over. What this
yeah,
guy
I think
keeps
this
appearing.
Guy's gonna keep coming. You gotta just keep on.
This I'm gonna die. Where
I
is
gotcha.
It? Okay. I was like, oh no, it's not in front of me. Here
stage
we go.
Eight.
Stage eight. We've done it. I think this is the last level.
Probably.
I think this is only a boss level. Here
so
we go.
If I If I press it again, it will just take us to you win?
No, because there's you fight this guy. So, Elysia, you have survived this long against our loyal... Oh, I always...
You have survived this long against our loyal army.
And reached our palace in the sky.
Ooh.
How do you get out of here? Okay. Yeah, so I got to fight
this
guy. Blast
this fucking white-robed motherfucker.
I'm just going to sit here and get him. When it looks like
you you should get a buddy.
Oh, yeah. Which buddy should
I have?
I have
no idea.
I want this buddy.
I don't know what the benefit of any of them. This guy throws boomerangs.
Oh, this is the boomerang guy. I don't want the boomerang guy. I want this buddy. Yeah, Lightning Man. This is the Thunder Raven, as he's called.
Oh.
Now, how do we
fancy.
Know? Like, is this boss going to start flashing red pretty quick?
I have
quick
no
here,
idea.
Or? How do you dodge bullets? There's no way to dodge
anything.
How do
you do anything?
You literally just get hit by everything. There's no
nuance
in this.
It is really hard
game.
To... Yeah. It's very hard to not get hit by things.
It is. Like I just jumped over one thing, but then I got hit by the second thing. You know, like there's... Oh, my God. Skip me. I'm just going to fucking throw the controller. That was an accident. That was a total accident.
Oh.
We've started
took us
over.
To the very beginning.
Okay, well, apparently that was the last level.
Apparently that was it. That was the end. And then what? You just start back at the beginning? Oh, but I'm like fully
You're
charged
up.
You're
super fucking powered up. Let's do this. Let's
Wait,
make it
it's
happen.
Different.
Oh, it is different. Oh, see? I bet this is the last level. Here we go. What are we doing?
I don't know what's happening right now.
Press
I think the game is broken.
Did we break it?
I think so. Like, Skip. I was stuck in the clouds.
You were stuck
Nothing
in the clouds. Oh,
now
we're
now
at
stage one.
You were, like, playing the story screen.
Oh, it's doing it again, though. This isn't...
What is anything. Happening?
I don't know.
We've really fucked
it
up.
I think we broke the game. We cheated too much.
We cheated too much. The game
the
is
The game
punishing
is broken.
Us.
It's like, it keeps loading... Just like the background of the levels, but not the actual ground or your character
or any
or
level
anything
at this
now.
Point.
Apparently,
it's
now,
just a black
now
screen.
It's just all right. Kill screen reached. I think that means we beat the game.
We
reached the kill screen.
I have no idea what's happening. All right. Well, I'm done with Elysia
Dragon.
Game
over.
I don't know if you're
game
done
over,
with,
man.
Game
over,
man. Well, this might be a slightly shorter episode than normal. I don't know, but
we have no way of knowing.
We have no way of knowing.
Probably not.
We
it's
literally
probably, it's,
broke the
it's
Sega
probably
Genesis
still
Mini.
Like an hour.
It actually turns out this game, if you're good at it, like if you can do it, it takes only about an hour to beat.
I forgot to do our speed run guess because it takes way shorter.
Yeah, I'm sure it's way shorter for a speed run. Okay. Let me guess here. A speedrunner, the ultimate speedrunner of Elysia Dragoon, can...
His name is Nagasode, if that helps.
Oh, that helps a ton. Okay, Nagasode. I know all his times.
Right.
So, so let's see. Nagasode has sped run. Is that what he has done? He's sped run. He's sped run this
speed
game.
Speed ran?
He's speed ran. Yeah, he's speed ran this game. He has speed ran this game in... I would say 14 minutes and 36 seconds.
Wow, that was very close. What? 14 minutes and 42 seconds.
Holy shit, I was
I think that's the closest,
5 seconds
yeah,
off, 6 seconds
off. The closest
off.
I think you've ever been on.
On a first
a
guess.
First guess for sure.
Wow. Oh, I should start cheating and looking up speed runs.
Oh, hey.
No, that's way less fun. That is way less fun. In fact, I'm sorry I even had that thought.
Yeah.
What a fucking nonce I am. Oh, my God. 14 minutes, though. Whew. Like, I can't... I mean, we could get... Well, we got to level 2. We got to level 2. Okay. Probably with
Which
a little
we
bit
were
of
close to
a doing.
Game.
Maybe we just didn't get some mechanics or something. It just
I
seems like they fire a bullet or whatever. Like, they fire
it's
something.
It's just nonstop
and
enemies.
You jump over that thing, but then they fired another one, and there's no... Like, there's too much lag... Like ending lag
you
on your moves.
Yeah, you can't
like,
jump
you can't
fast
jump
enough.
Fast enough to get to dodge the other one, you know? Like I don't know. But I would say overall pretty fun. Like it is pretty fun to just blast shit with your lightning.
Yeah, the the, you know, fighting mechanic and stuff, the lightning stuff I think part I really like.
Yeah, it's cool. And that's actually what drew us to the game. We watched that demo screen. We were like, what is this cool
just walk around
game?
Blasting lightning out of your hands?
And you have a little dragon friend? Like, yes, I will play that game. That sounds fantastic. Oh. Okay. I was pouring shots, and I think I spilled that one everywhere, but that's okay.
Hard to say.
Hard to say. Well, I think it's time for final shots. For final thoughts, Drake. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh, yeah, that's how it's done right there. Okay, here we go.
Ooh, ah.
Drake, how many dragon fries out of 10 do you give Alicia? See, I don't even know how to say all the possible pronunciations. How many dragon fries out of 10 do you give this game?
You know, I thought I was going to give it a higher score and stuff because it just seemed so
fun. It seems so awesome. Yeah.
But then it slowly became apparent that it's just...
It's impossible.
It's just crazy, and it's got aspects I really like. I like the music. Graphics look cool. The main, you know, mechanic of shooting lightning out of your hands and stuff seems really cool, and having the familiars with
and
you
having
and
your
stuff.
Buddies, like, that seems like it should be so cool. It also seems like a super missed opportunity for two-player co-op.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But otherwise, overall, after playing it for 30 minutes or whatever,
6.5. I think that seems about right. 6.5. I don't know. I think I'm only going to give it a 6, only to be different from you. Like, really, fair. That 0.5, I don't know, matters that much in this case. But yeah, it's not what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I wanted it to control a little better, I guess. It's clunky. It seems like you just can't. Like, no matter how fast you push that button, you're not going to jump out of the way of the bullet, you know, or of the whatever's flying at you.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
It's just, yeah, it's hard to dodge. It's
unless we were playing wrong and you're supposed to, like, use the lightning to kill the bullets. Maybe, but I don't think. It didn't
during
seem
that
right.
Boss, it didn't seem possible.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it was becoming very apparent is that.
Yeah,
final boss.
That final boss, which we
couldn't. Granted, it is the final
boss.
We
did get to the final boss.
Yeah.
No big deal.
We just missed the rest of the game.
Ultra combo!
That is the greatest sound effect we've ever used on the show.
That is good.
Oh, God, I love it. Fucking Killer Instinct. Yes. Have we played Killer Instinct on this show? Yes, we have.
Yeah. That's why you have that.
Yeah,
sound
you're right.
Effect,
exactly.
I'm
that is
sure.
Exactly why I have that sound effect. But yeah, I don't know. It's like you said, the music is great. It looks really good. It just doesn't control that great.
Yeah.
And it's clunky. Also a bit obtuse, like that weird, like angled level you were
yeah,
on.
Yeah. I literally feel like I hit a point where I could not go any further.
Well, see, like, I feel like maybe we just didn't I think backtracking is a thing in this game, but I'm not sure. Like,
but
you,
I couldn't
you know,
even
you
go
forward.
Backwards.
That's true.
I
you
tried
went all
going
the way
backwards,
backwards
on
yeah.
that level, and I couldn't then jump up back up to the next area.
But maybe also
know.
We didn't know that there's like a spot in the floor that you can shoot
yeah,
or something.
Probably.
You know,
who knows?
Like, I don't know. But it seems like maybe with a little more time, the 6 rating I've given it might go up a little bit, but
I mean, I'm sure that's the case with lots of games we played where,
yeah.
you know, we play it for 30 minutes and I can't figure this shit out.
this game sucks. I'll never play it again.
Whereas if I had this game as a kid, I would have played it nonstop and figured everything out.
Right. Right.
Still maybe never beat it, but.
But nobody had this when they were a kid because
nobody
bought
this
game.
Fucking played this game.
Nope.
Never even heard of it until we saw it on the demo screen.
Yeah, what else we got here? What did other people think of this game, Drake?
People seem to like it. I mean, like, it reviewed well, I guess. I don't know, it's got, I mean, in the 80% range from a couple different sites and everything.
Okay.
It never sold well. You know, it sold very few copies in Japan, but, I guess this thing says that.
Oh, it sold few copies in Japan. I thought it was really popular in Japan.
No, not super.
But I think it's like it is here. It's a cult classic.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe it is now. But apparently, like, this thing says that the Sega Mega Drive was never all that popular in Japan, apparently.
No, I don't think it was.
It only sold like three. There was only like 3 to 3.5 million Segas in Japan.
Oh, really?
Apparently. Oh, that's wow. It says the console it was made for, the Sega Mega Drive, was not a popular device in Japan, selling 3 to 3.5 million units, only 10% of all Mega Drive / Genesis sold around the world.
Wow.
Japan only accounted for about 10% of all Genesis units.
And I was just looking up, I said $200 for the cart on eBay. I was incorrect. It looks to be about $100.
Still
like a complete in box with the manual and the cartridge is $150. But just the cart is like 65 here, you know, like, so
still
like
more money than I'd be willing to pay for a random
Sega game, like, especially that's a little subpar. I don't know. Like it has potential and I can see why people like it, but
yeah,
I don't know. I don't think it's my favorite Sega game.
Yeah. GamePro magazine opined that Alicia Dragoon's responsive controls... disagree.
Responsive controls?
Certain controls, just not the jumping.
Yeah, it just seems like you can't dodge. Like,
coupled with the hectic action and handsome graphics made the game highly desirable for owners of a Genesis console.
Handsome graphics? Oh, they're so handsome. Yeah. Just like fucking Ryan Gosling. He's handsome as fuck.
He is handsome as fuck. That Ryan Gosling is a handsome man right there.
He's handsome. I've been watching a lot of Community lately. Which Abby's been watching. Community is the most balls weird show I've ever watched. It's so weird. It just gets so bonkers.
Every now and then there's an episode that's just batshit crazy. Like, I love the paintball episode.
They're so good. I'm currently on the video game one where they're in the 16-bit game or whatever. Yeah. Joel McHale is handsome as fuck.
He's a good looking man.
Handsome AF, you might say. Just like RG, Ryan Gosling. I'm going to call him RG from now on.
I'm sure he would like that.
I mean, me and RG are basically like best friends, you know? Right, so, right. Yeah.
All right, well, yeah. Anyways, reviewers liked it. Nobody else played it.
Yeah.
If you played this game, you know, let us know.
Let us know if this was
a childhood game of yours.
I mean, if it is, you're probably sitting on a gold mine over there, you know, if it's still in your parents' basement somewhere, you know. Although I would imagine a lot of folks listening to our show probably have their retro games right next to them like I do over here, you know, like, I don't know. Could be. Let's see. I guess that's... I'm off today.
That's it. There were no reviews really on Amazon.
Oh yeah, okay.
I could find. There were a couple.
The cart doesn't work. Blah blah blah.
No, there were only like 5 reviews, and they were all very glowing.
Okay.
They all loved it apparently.
Well, Jurik, if the revelers wanted to tweet at you about Alicia Dragoon, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And once again, big shout out to Rob in Malaysia. Thanks for emailing us. We really appreciate it. Other revelers out there, we would love to hear from you. You know, fucking email us, tweet us, like, just say hi. You know, I don't know. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. Whatever that means. Maybe Apple Podcasts only. Yeah. Hard to say.
We don't know.
Oh, my God. My iPhone updated last night, like, as we're recording this, and it's like a new thing. And, like, now every single app I open tells me the instructions to use the app. It's just like, why are you doing this to me? God damn it, phone. I'm so mad at iPhone or at Apple right now. I'm mad at iPhone right now.
Fucking Steve Jobs. I swear to God.
God damn it, Steve.
I will kill you again.
Ugh.
Not that I killed him the first time. That was cancer.
Ultra combo!
Ultra comboed him to his grave.
Oh my goodness, and you'll do it again. I'm told.
Right. When he comes back.
Because he probably will. I mean, he's like got his consciousness
when Steve Jobs transferred into a machine from your grave.
Yes, yes. I think that's about it for this week. I don't know. I'm all discombobled for some reason tonight. Jerick,
been a weird week.
Would you like to take us out?
Indeed. Now I'm all discombobulated. Until next week, game on, Smaugs.
Game on, game on, Smaugs. I can't Smaug. All right, bye.
I had who I want you to play as in Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Forgot it, though.
Well, let's do it as the outro. Who am I playing in Smash Brothers,
you,
Drake? Who am I going
to want you to
take
get
on this week?
Get good. With.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking at like a tier list, so I'm not going to give you like.
Don't give me a top tier. Give me anyone.
All right. I want. I mean, this one, at least, I don't know. He's listed up at the top.
Okay, well, that's fine.
But I want Toon Link.
Toon Link. Okay.
Have you played as Toon Link much?
I mean, not much. I've played as him, but not much. Toon Link.
He's listed in the best tier.
He is? What tier list?
I have no idea. I literally typed in, I don't know, it's on Eurogamer.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
Probably.
But, yeah, I'll play Toon Link this week. I'll try out Toon Link.
All right. I want you to get good with Toon Link.
I'm going to
I want you to be
elite
by next week.
By next week. Okay.